This is utterly dictating follow a progress notation in Hobine, H-O-B-I-N-E, John, J-O-H-N, place Franklinwood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 7/21/2023. Patient name Hobine, H-O-B-I-N-E, John, J-O-H-N. It's a follow-up progress notice objective. Today, patient has no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no bleeding, no hematuria, no blood in the stool, no palpitation, and he has some ecchymosis in the both arms. Patient has the labs done. Yeah, he's on anticoagulation warfarin, and he has a supratherapeutic PTINR. And yesterday, INR was elevated, and we did repeat today again. Coumadin was put on hold for the last few days. Today, her INR came back 3.1. Patient has been getting different dosages of warfarin. Alternating 3 milligram and 4 milligram, 3 milligram and 2 milligram, but currently I have discussed with the patient because of supratherapeutic INR, the dose will be adjusted. Patient agreed. Rural system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GN, vomiting, musculoskeletal, no pain, gender, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, his blood pressure is 126 over 76, pulse 88, temperature 8.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 20, pulse ox 97%. Adenomic lamophilic, eyes and ectaric, next up, longevity, chest and tender, lungs, decreased blood from the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender bowels from positive extremities, both upper extremity, right arm, or forearm, left forearm, he has some ecchymosis. Both legs, no edema, there's no cough tenderness, and no ecchymosis in the both legs. Neuro, he's awake, alert, 23 labs, INR 3.1 today, is trending down, and warfarin was put on hold for the last few days. Assessment, elevated PTINR, coagulopathy, secondary to warfarin, Coumadine, plan I had discussed with the nursing staff, will start patient on 2 mg of daily Coumadine to be started tomorrow. Monitor PTINR on Monday, and will follow closely all his labs and electrolytes and CBC. Care plan to discuss with the patient and the nursing staff. Thank you.